mi gente. That's how we start. That's it. We don't gotta do too much like pre-gaming, pre-facing, nothing like that. I got in the building. My man, 700 Lobo in the motherfucking building. Yo, how you doing, bro?
Lobo 700. You know the vibes, nigga.
All the vibes. Yo, he said, I want some bitches twerking in the background. I got you.
Lobito Hefner.
I had a YouTube bitches twerking for over an hour, and it was like, we got you. I was like, yes. The power of the internet, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm great, bro. It's a blessing to be here.
Man, you making some noise out there, bro.
You think so?
On this music shit, real talk? Yeah, you here. You at my house. I mean, I'm not saying it's not much, you know, but hey, you here?
I respect that.
I got some fans. I know some people. So, tell me a little bit more about you. I mean, like, 700 Lobo, mm-hmm. The name. Talk about the name, 700 Lobo.
What's that?
It looked like a phone number.
Nah, I really...
Call me up, 678-700-LOBO. I don't know what numbers those are. You're going to have to buy that for the album. Mike Jones!
Yo, you're hilarious.
Oh, yo, in case nobody knows, I've never met this man in my life. This is the first conversation that we have. Oh, Fabio God. Set this up. This bitch is twerking her titties. Yo, that's not what I signed up for.
My nigga is not even gonna be able to focus on the interview. I'm a mama.
With titties twerking in my face, nigga, what the fuck? I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah, so tell me more about that.
Nah, but...
Yo, where my cup go?
It's behind
you. Oh,
nah, but originally...
I'm drinking too, man. We on a drinking spree out here, bro.
I drink every day.
No, so tell me about the name, 700 Lobo.
So I used to play professional soccer about 2 years ago in Colombia.
Where?
Yeah, I played left back.
So you're Colombian?
Yeah, I'm Colombian.
De pura cepa.
De pura cepa, pura cepa.
Immigrated.
Colombiano de los colombianos.
De a donde?
Me, Barranquilla.
En Barranquilla me quedo. Right?
Yeah, you know the vibes.
Yeah, so, man. Salsa's my shit.
Hell yeah. I love salsa. Salsa is that shit, no. No cap, bro. You guys, anybody I know, bro, I'm one of the best dancers that I ever meet. No cap.
Word?
Yeah.
You're salsero?
Salsero de los salseros.
But wait, hold on. You better than them caleños salseros?
Salsa choque.
They can do that footwork.
Yeah, that's salsa choque.
Yo, I remember the first time I seen that. I was like, nigga, you know this salsa, right?
Niggas hit him with that.
Shuddy was like, niggas looking like James Brown and shit out here, nigga. Like, what the fuck? You're in a whole different generation right now, bro.
Oh, God.
All right, so you was telling me. But Barranquilla Soccer, 700 Lobo.
Yeah, but originally I played for a team called Millonarios FC, and I played left back. And since I was there's defenders that are clean players, there's defenders that are cheat, there's defenders that are dirty in the game of soccer. And I'm a dirty ass, like, nigga. Like, I would hit the fuck out of niggas, you know what I mean?
So he's like, I admit it, I know.
Yeah, and then how my beard is, it's kind of like a curly curl pattern. So, and I had long hair, so I looked like kind of like a wolf.
Uh-huh.
So then they were like, yo, my nigga, like, you hit so hard, like, it's like a wolf bite type shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So then they started calling me Lobo because I hit the fuck out of niggas, and I was known for that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it really hurt like that because I was hitting with my cleats.
Damn, all right.
Hell yeah, I was bodying niggas, no kidding.
Straight up. Like, I was playing the wrong kind of football.
So it just came with it, right? That name just stuck type shit, like a nickname.
So where did 700 come from?
I came, basically, when I quit soccer, like, it was probably, like, not this
December.
Hey, yo,
let's snap this up real quick.
Oh, yeah. No ding, shit, no kidding. I'm going to snap it. Shot time. But look, so, like, I was saying, we basically, like, I kept that nickname, and then when I came back from Colombia and quit, because I quit professional soccer to do music, to put my all in music.
Wait. Whoa. You quit professional soccer, not because you moved.
Yeah.
You quit because yo va a ser music.
Yeah, like, I was like, yo, like, I love this shit. Like, it was after a phone call with Nicki Jam in Colombia when I was doing, like, music with, like, two other people.
Uh-huh.
And the coach was like, he said me in the street all the time. And he was like, yo, like, my nigga, like, you're gonna have to choose soccer or music. Like, you can't be in both.
Yeah.
Because you have to give your 100% in something. And my dad went pro, my uncle.
Sometimes you gotta do 120%. I mean, real talk. You know?
I've been playing soccer since I was 4 years old.
So your family, ellos son profesionales. So eso está en tu sangre.
Every single one.
Entonces tú saliste que yo voy a ser músico. They're like, yeah. Yeah.
It's just that I fell in love with it. You know what I mean? Like, I truly did fall in love with it. So
what made you fall in love with making music? you get me? That's very different than listening to music. Everybody listen to music. Facts. When was the first time you made music? You say,
Shit, the first time I made music, I was actually ass. Like, I was like it was back when I was playing, like, tournaments.
Ass is all behind you right now, just going like this. Like, I'm this. I was just like that. You have no idea the graphic images behind you right now.
What?
Oh my that god. Just crazy. They're gonna flag this video like under 18, not allowed.
That's crazy. She got the oil on the booty?
She oiled up.
She snapped.
This is pornographic almost. This is on YouTube, nigga? The fuck?
They did warn you though.
Subscribe.
Nah, but originally, so then basically, like, when I quit that, I went to 7. Like, I was looking for, like, what number could be, like, my area code type shit, right? So I was like, damn, I can't be 770 Lovo. Like, I look like a goofy. Like, you just made fun of me thinking it was a number. Imagine if I was actually 770 Lovo. You would probably make hella phone call jokes at me. You know what I mean? So I was like, shit.
I mean, no. I mean, 770, you're still kind of missing another three letters to make the phone number. So you just need to add an area code to the 700 Lovo. You get me? 1-800-700-LOVO. That's probably available. I know a guy.
Slick. But I basically kept the 7, and then
7 was your number?
Nah, 7 is like the area code. That's for G code. Like
700?
I was raised out here in the north side. Like G code, Norcross, Gwinnett, all that shit over here. Uh-huh. I went to Berkman High School. So I was raised out over here. But I went back when I went to pro to Columbia. I would go back every year in the summer.
So you was raised here in Georgia?
Yeah, but I was born in Columbia.
Okay. So you was playing soccer at Berkmar, and what? Like, you got scouted or what?
No, I played club. I had played for Atlanta, and when they first came out with the youth.
Which Atlanta?
Atlanta United with the youth team.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I played in the U18s, U17s.
For real?
Yeah, I have pictures.
Oh shit, you a talented nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, what you making music for, nigga?
Low key, in the beginning, that's what everybody was saying.
That's where the word baller came from. Facts. From footballer, nigga, not from no motherfucking. Anyway.
But when you do what you love, you gotta do what you love. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you decided music is the lane for me.
Yep.
All right. How's it been since?
That shit is amazing.
Word?
I swear to God.
You love it.
Every time I step out, I got somebody that be like, yo. Like my nigga FIFA, like he'll be like, yo, all right. He's a huge promoter. And he would be like
FIFA.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Bro. But he's ranked
I never met this guy.
This nigga's ranked number one in the country for playing the game, bro.
So that's just a coincidence.
That's why he got that nickname.
Oh.
That's why. So
it works.
Exactly. So he's a big promoter, and like we would go out everywhere, and then he'd be like, yo, this is my boy Lovo. And I'd be like, yo,
what's
up? That
is so distracting, bro. That is so distracting. She what the fuck is that?
Yo, she got this tattoo.
She got hieroglyphs on her ass, bro. Nigga, she's telling a story of her people. It's
wow.
It's an ancient story. Sponsored by Victoria's Secret Pink.
Looking at
cut the check. Sorry, my bad. I forgot where you were at. I told you that's distracted as fuck. That need to be in front of me or behind me so you can
God.
Be.
Nah, but it's straight. I'd rather have booties behind me all the
time. It's all good. It's good. It's like I'm used to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hoes love me.
Scrotis, they're not called hoes.
Huh?
Hoes is a disrespectful word.
Is it?
It's lovology. The term is scroti.
Scroti.
That's female.
Scroti.
Scrot.
That sounds like scrotum.
Everybody says that.
Because they be on my scrotis.
Yo, you looking at me saucy, man. You're looking saucy, man.
Yo, we just getting started, bro.
Yo.
This is like, we like, what, 9 minutes in? Yo. It's gonna be a fun time.
Yo.
It's gonna be a fun time. Yo, refill. So my bad. All right.
Yeah.
You were saying.
Okay, yeah. That's basically what was I saying? What was
you talking? Were FIFA. You were talking about FIFA.
Okay, yeah, FIFA. So basically, like every time I step out, there hasn't been a day I step out, right? With this guy. They'll be like, yo, this is my boy Lovo. I'll be like, yo, what's up? I'm low. And I've had niggas be like, yo, you don't even gotta say your name, bro. Like, I already know who you are. First of all, I love your music. Like, it happens every time.
Right.
And niggas is like, yo, low, you putting on for the north side. Like, that's an amazing feeling for me because I do this shit because of the love I get back for it. Like, I love attention, and I do this shit because of the love I have for music. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And I truly, like, I don't write music. I don't do none of that. Not like, I don't ever write. Like, it's all off the top. No matter what song you ever heard, I never wrote it.
But you go line by line, kind of like on a like Wheezy vibes. Kind of thing?
Yeah, like on some punching shit.
Right,
like,
right. The vibes. I've only done that, like, one time on one track. It was, like, it was garbage. But, I mean, you know, like, I tried.
I mean, it's
not my thing, but, you know, like, yeah. I'm old school, you know, like, where not everybody had, like, a studio to work in, you know, like, exactly. Our time is limited, like, nigga, we paying, like, $90 for this, an hour, it's, like, six of
what?
Us.
What, y'all used to pay 90 an hour?
90 an hour for, like, six of us.
Oh, fuck, no.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Nigga, we used to pay this motherfucking, like, producer's motherfucking, like, rent, all this bullshit, bro, it was, like, it was a lot. Yo, nobody had this shit, bro, nobody had it.
That's crazy.
Pro Tools, niggas was like, what is that?
Like, I mean, bro, I'd rather, to be honest, I'd rather work in, like, home studios. Like, really, like, I love working.
It was a home studio.
For real?
Yes. It was a home. It was a really good home studio.
That's what I'm saying. There's amazing.
No, it was a really good home studio.
Because for me, it depends on the engineer. It doesn't even depend on the dude. It depends on the engineer and the gear you have. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it does. Fuck the studio. Like, that's just for show.
I mean, back then, it just wasn't that accessible. You get me? So it's like, you know, computer recording and shit like that was still new. You know what I mean? So I understand it. There was, like, you know, extra steps that motherfuckers did back then. Like, okay, like, you know how we can import a track, you know, like MP3 or Wave, or, you know, like track that or whatever. This motherfucker used to motherfucking burn a CD of the beat, burn it onto a CD, and then put the CD into a CD player, aux cabled into the motherfucking
nigga. How the fuck old are you, nigga?
Man, I'm old as dirt. Am I showing my age, nigga?
Yo.
It wasn't an 8-track, nigga.
This, like, nigga said you put a CD in there to
nigga,
record.
Okay, so yo, there used to be these things called Walkmans, right?
Yeah.
After cassettes. Wow. But the CD versions, right? And so he would put the CD that he had just burned.
Yeah.
Instead of just importing this shit into the motherfucking Pro Tools session, burn the CD, right? And then from the CD, outboard, record the whole thing in so it could be like a waveform inside of Pro Tools, and then let's record on top of that.
What?
I was like, I don't understand why we're doing this. I feel like a whole CD was fucking misused. You get me? You just want to use your Walkman. You know, like, you just, it's like, I bought this 40 years ago, I'm going to use it. Shout out to DJ Gio.
Yo,
that was him.
That's really crazy. I never knew that about music. Like back then, y'all, that's how y'all would do that shit.
Actually, I mean,
you're from that. When are you from, like, the 1800s, nigga? I don't know.
1800 Raymond.
Yo,
what? Where, I get the numbers now.
How old are you though? How old are you though?
I'm 33 right now.
What?
Yeah, 33. Yeah, I know I stay young, you know.
Looking at Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
You know, we drink. Nigga, how much do you have in your cup?
Oh, I drink a lot, my boy.
Nigga, what? Oh, is that juicy juice?
It's a Colombiano. That's not juicy juice.
No juicy juice.
I have half liquor. I only put a little.
That's
bit
that
of
straight,
juice.
Straight. Okay, I get it. So you came out, you started making English music, right?
Yeah, that's what I originally started with, because that's what I do. I mean, I'm a gringuito type shit, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm always cultured, Spanish, everything.
Right. I mean, like, it's good to be us, right?
Yeah,
it's good
of
to
course.
Be us. You know, we can be in both worlds, and then, you know, it's. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it.
Yeah.
So, when you started making music and whatnot, how did your friends react to it? And, you know, like, how did people originally, you know, was like, oh shit, you left soccer for this? Yeah. Or,
nah,
like, how was it? They was like, nigga.
Nigga, yeah. Yeah, Kyle's a really good athlete. So.
Nigga.
Nah, no kizzy. I was a really good athlete. So people would look at me like, I used to have, like, before I dropped my first shit, like, I announced it. I was like, yo, like, I'm quitting. Like, I'm going to do this for music or whatever. I had niggas look at me like hella, especially, like, my teammates. They'd be like, nigga, are you stupid? Like,
so you just quitting on us?
Like, not even that. Nah, like, nigga, are you dumb? Like, you're going to quit soccer for a career that you, what, nigga, you think you're a rapper? But it's because it goes back to what I was telling you. Like, we used to freestyle on the bus because I was on a really good team. Like, we were number one in the country. It's called right. KSA. So we was
KSA.
Literally, yeah, KSA.
Casa.
Kalonji Soccer Academy.
I'm going to just say CASA.
Okay, so basically we would be rapping because it was a bunch of Africans and, like, multicultural people. And
blame.
Exactly. Living on something.
Did you see the African face? Like,
bro. You're fun. Do you have hookah?
Huh? You really gonna make me do that right now? I would have to get her.
Nah, for that shit. It's straight.
She can help out. I mean, like,
I don't think she knows how to make it. You know how to make hookah?
You know how to make it. Look, all right, so there's the tang. The other tang.
This is Nancy, by the way. Shout out to the goat, bro.
Shout out to the goat.
She's a motherfucker.
She don't look like a goat, but
she drippy, bro. You're gonna see her soon, bro. You're gonna see her soon.
Is she an artist?
She will be.
Get on camera so they can see you.
Look at her. Jippy, this is my guy right there.
Somebody
named
Nancy, and I'm finna be an artist.
Period. You know the vibe. I'm finna be an artist. Cause my nigga Lobo Stutter. You from Gwinnett?
Yeah, I grew up.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm playing. I love Gwinnett. I'm not from Gwinnett, but I love Gwinnett. Swear to God, people be like, yo, I went to school with you. I was like, no, you didn't. I guarantee you didn't. I remember you didn't.
Nah, I would never leave here. Like, if I could, like, I grew up in Atlanta.
Nigga, we not on NBC. Be you good. Like, just go ahead and grab shit, nigga. This is the basement. Then look, usually there's a lot more people in here and shit like that, but Fabio fucking off somewhere. Gachia fucking off in there. So, you know, thank you for letting us use the TV, though. Thank you, bro. He heard me.
The trash can or something so I can throw this out and then make
it. Do you want the easiest way? Just open that door and just honestly. I mean, like, I don't want to have to explain. I love it here, bro.
Thank you. I love it here. Welcome.
I mean, yo, whenever you want to record here, bro, available. This Litty Beat Studio.
Stop capping, bro. You gonna have to give me a number, my nigga. Like, you're gonna be amazed by how I record, because not a lot of people record like me.
Yeah, I haven't recorded anybody that punches in yet. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, other than that one time that I tried, that was a fiasco. Shout out to Lupe. like, that nigga's my friend. You know, I've never understood that, right? When niggas be shouting out niggas they don't know. But I shout out to Snoop.
But you know why people do that? They shout it out because you have to give credit where it's due. Because usually
it's due, but that nigga's not getting the notification.
But I mean, that's true.
If it was a tweet, my nigga, I get it. If it was like, all right, look. You know, I got it on video. I tweeted it or some shit like that. I bet. You know,
I mean, there's some artists that respond to it when they get shouted out like that. If a dude's music is blowing enough,
yeah,
it'll get to them. You know what I mean? It's just really how that's the chance you take out of it. But you have to pay that respect because they could also sue you.
Sue for what?
Yeah, because like, let's say you use a bar, right, or you say something that another artist says. That's why they say shout out to da da da, because they have to give that credit to it because that's copywriting.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, bringing it up in conversation. Like, yeah, man, one of my favorite artists was Snoop Dogg. Shout out to Snoop.
You're the first person that I ever seen do that.
What?
Shout out to Snoop Dogg.
Oh, just a shout?
Yeah, like a shout out.
Nigga, you need to watch my channel. This nigga came up over here like, I don't even know what y'all niggas do.
I really don't. Like, Fabio hit me out of nowhere. Fabio hit me out of nowhere.
So you know Fabio? You know Fabio?
Yeah, I know Fabio.
You been making money with Fabio?
Not making money, but he used to cut his hair at the same place I used to cut hair at. I used to be a barber as well.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I used to be a barber.
You nasty with it?
Oh, I'm disgusting at cutting hair.
Disgusting.
I'm good at everything I do.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I don't do anything unless I plan to be the fucking best at it.
Exactly. You know what they say?
That's why I tell people, don't tell me about your business, because I will fuck your shit up. I mean, like, whatever you think that you're doing is like, oh, man, yo, if I like it, nigga, yeah. Yo te voy a tumbalo chavo, my nigga. I swear to God, I'm not fucking around. Why do anything unless you intend to be the fucking best?
Exactly.
Right?
The motto I use is, it takes multiple sources of income to become a millionaire.
Yes, absolutely. It does. I mean, I don't know about millionaire. I know to be wealthy takes multiple incomes, you know? Because $1 million is not wealthy anymore.
True.
Nigga, you can blow $1 million. I've blown $1 million on bottles. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
You get me? But you know, it's just the kind of life that I lived. I don't want to cry about it. But
I'm a rock star. I live my life. We're on the same page.
Ya yo me quité de la calle, my nigga.
Chócala otra vez, más. Otra vez.
Ya, man. Chócale, wey. Yo, tell me more about Colombia, bro.
Wow.
I want to go out there. When I go to Colombia.
I have a house in every city.
I promised that I was going to try La Tres Pes.
What's that?
El prepago, el perico.
Y el popper.
No.
Oh.
La bandeja paisa, pero de allá. You get me?
Oh, no, my nigga. La bandeja paisa de allá, bro. Dios mío.
So, I'm right. I gotta type prepago, el perico, and that shit.
But yeah, I feel you.
No, even though they say that, you know, that Peruvian, they say.
Nah, but you might catch
I don't know the recipes. I don't know the recipes.
Nah, but you might catch your... In Colombia, bro, it's amazing. It's a beautiful country, bro.
Yeah, I love the fact that you guys are mountainous. You get me? La montaña con cojones. You feel me?
Not everybody in Mountain is, but I've even played with Mountain people. Like, there's like
Mountain certain people, nigga. What the fuck? That sound like trolls.
Okay, so look, so in Colombia, right? In Colombia, there's people que viven en las montañas.
Oh, you're talking about like niggas de Pereira.
Not even that. In every city, there's
the
a montaña.
Rosy chicas, motherfuckers?
Nah, in every city, there's a montaña. Like in Medellin and Manizales and even in Barranquilla, there's people.
You mean like the people like are on this mountain? Like
these
like
niggas,
I'm
these niggas
bitch.
Got cribs in the mountain type shit. Like these niggas, like I'm talking about live.
So
like,
it's not like the Hollywood Hills.
Hell no, they leave they shit up and like hanging to dry and shit. I ain't never seen that shit in my life, nigga.
You know what they say? It's better not to fucking dry your clothes. It's better to hang it up.
So it doesn't wrinkle.
You got nice shit.
So it doesn't wrinkle.
No, it's gonna wrinkle, nigga. You gonna have to hit it with a blanchard, nigga. Bah, 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 bah. You feel me?
Look at that
little Steven hand. Little starch.
Honey, you gotta keep the pressure. The water comes up.
See, I'm lazy as fuck. I'm the type of nigga that, yo, I'll get some ice cubes, I throw it in the fucking dryer, and throw the shirt in there, let that
nigga
steam
what?
Up in that bitch.
Say swear, that
swear
works.
Swear to God, it works. I don't know if it's rusting the fuck out of the machine.
Yeah.
But it works, bro. It that works. I swear to God.
I never heard of that shit.
We teaching the nation out here, bro.
A what?
Aluminum. So, you see that aluminum is right there?
Yeah.
We're going to have to reuse that. Yo, no, honestly, it's wrinkled.
It's ripped.
It's ripped. Yeah. We're fucked.
There's no more aluminum?
Yeah, man. I ran out. I just thought about it right now.
She got it. She got it. She's
you, the goat. You can like, you're finessing that shit, huh?
She's the goat.
She from Gwinnett.
She's an outside.
She's like, we work with little, but we make a lot.
Yeah.
Look at that. Slow clap. I like this nigga, bro. I swear to God. Welcome to the basement, the podcast, man. So, all right. So, talk to me about your latest projects.
Well, right now, what me and my management are thinking of right now, we had to plan on basically I have to choose one song because I've been dropping music, but now we're focusing, we have a lot of labels looking at us right now, so
we're keep on looking. you trying to sign
me?
Yeah,
no cap, I am trying to sign. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm not even gonna cap to you. I'm trying to sign, but I want to sign to somebody that, because I know I'm gonna be the best artist in the entire world. Like, this is no cap, no kizzy, no nothing, no boost,
so why
no hype. Because you need that push. There's only a label, but I'm trying to get a distribution label. I have my film directory, I have my film director, I have my shooter, I have my artist, I have everything I need to have a label. I'm building that from the ground up. Therefore, when you go to a label to present that, they give you more money when you have a distribution label.
Right, but okay, are you a fan of Kanye?
No. I think Kanye's a great artist, but I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. Okay, but you do agree he's a great artist.
Yes, he's a talented.
Do you believe that he knows a little bit when he talks about, you know, record labels and the deals that they give out and shit like that?
Facts.
You know what a 360 deal is, right?
Yeah, but you have to bring everything back, every money that they give you, you have to bring it back.
No. That's every deal, no matter what. Fucking 360, that's every deal. Any money that they give you is IOU, right?
Yeah.
A 360 is change the game. Why? Because in the music industry, they only made money off of you, off of records. Your management and all that, blah, 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 as far as your shows and shit like that, they had nothing to do with that. Your merch, they had nothing to do with that, right? They made money off of records and maybe some ringtones. I don't know. You know, yeah. Motherfucking Mims changed that, right? Remember Mims? This is why I'm high.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody
of course,
had that ringtone, nigga.
Yeah.
He changed the game on that one. All right, so on a 360 deal, that means 360 is a whole circle, you know? That means we get money off of everything you make money from. You make money from your social Instagram, we get money from that. We get a check from everything. Them niggas is like IRS.
But I think with the distribution label, when you bring that
a distribution
type of
deal is different because they only make money off of what they're distributing
there
for
we go.
You.
That's what I'm looking for. I didn't mean distribution label. I meant distribution deal.
Okay,
like,
okay.
That's what I'm assigned to. I need a distribution deal because I have artists under me. I have artists, like literally I have a Spanish artist. I have a lot of artists that are under me under 700. Uh-huh.
So what I'm doing. So 700 is the label.
Soon it will be the label. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna.
Do you need me to bleep that out? Because niggas will go on, you know, LLC and make that shit.
Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
Because
I like to manifest a lot. I like to manifest.
Manifestation is powerful, bro. It's
very powerful. So, and I've learned it from a lot of great goats, great OGs. I have a lot of people that bless me a lot in this life that I really appreciate them.
You a gangster?
You know what I'm saying? Me?
You a gangster?
Do I look like a gangster?
Nigga, I don't know. Nigga, man, I just met you.
I'm talking about looks. Do I look like a gangster to you?
Nigga, what the fuck is looks about, nigga? A gangster's a gangster, nigga, not a look.
I mean, shit.
You feel me?
It's not a look. I don't like to think of myself.
I know
like
niggas
that
look like a businessman will slice you up real quick. You get me?
I feel that.
It got nothing to do with that. I'm saying, rep your flag right now.
Nah. SBG the gang, but nah, I'm not a gangster. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm a playboy.
Ain't no wrong with that.
They call me Lovito Hefner. Like, I just love
females. Hefner.
Yeah, Lovito Hefner.
Oh, you got panties hanging off of motherfucking chandeliers and
King
shit.
King of the scrotties,
nigga.
You know what
like
saying?
I don't know who scrotties. It sounds like scrotum.
You have a lighter?
Yeah. But I have a. We're gonna take a ball. Nah, I'm kidding. Hold on. No, this will only take a second. Why don't you talk about something that you care about? Like, tell them right now how to get in contact with you, like how to find you on social media, all that good stuff. All
right, bet.
Like, start spelling it out.
Well, how you guys can find me is 700 Lovo on Instagram. On all platforms, 700 Lovo. I have interviews out right now. You just search my page. You do everything. Twitter is AyoThatColombian. Snapchat, Lovito Scrotti. Anything you guys need from me, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Features. My manager's DM is in there for bookings. Manager's DM in there. Just hit my management up for bookings. Everything.
Word. Bookings. So you be doing shows?
What?
I know you're doing a show this Friday.
Hell yeah.
Are you fucking with my nigga Pumita?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Pumita. Pumita,
I fuck with Pumita, bro. He bringing that Puerto Rican back.
Hey, bro, that nigga Pumita,
bro.
A lot of people are asleep on him. That nigga Pumita,
ain't nobody
nasty.
Sleeping on him. Because everybody's heard of him lately. You know, like, he just started taking this shit seriously, like, yesterday. You feel me? Like, I'm not saying, like, literally yesterday, but I'm saying, like, very recently. You get me? And the fact that he's making enough noise for that, you know, he's been on the last three major shows.
Yeah.
It's...
Shout out to Pumita. I was there with him yesterday. I think when... We went on Pulso the other day with me, him, and Latino, but that nigga Pumita, bro, he's cool, bro. He's cool as fuck.
Nah, he's a real cool dude.
I'm not really close to him, but I really respect that dude. Like, he's one of the OGs that really, like, they don't be hating, you know what I mean? Like, because he's older than me and Latino. Like, I'm 22. Mm-hmm. Latino's, like, I think 20. So, and me and Latino are close, but, like,
Latino
I met Latino
recorded here first.
For real?
Swear to God.
Say swear. I took.
You don't want to hear it. Like, mommy.
I took Latino to my studio. That's one of the artists when I do make 700. That's one of the artists under 700.
Word?
Yeah, but he has his own thing going on, you know what I'm saying? But like, he has his own people that push him. But like, I'm not the type of nigga where you are my...
He's at a building phase.
Exactly.
You know, he's building his art. I know that he wants to do this. You seen his photo shoot?
Nah, I haven't seen
this nigga has the most fucking extra ass photo shoot you will ever see. This nigga is sitting in front of a wall of fucking money. Like, it's like a wall of like stacks of money.
I'm smoking a vape,
just like.
I'm there. Like, that was our video shoot, Tammy Koto. That was our video shoot, Tammy Koto.
Well, I'm just saying, I was like, whoa. Okay, nigga, you better come.
You know who he reminds me of, Loki? He reminds me, Loki, like, of like, not Ñengo Flow, but like
Consuela. His glasses had that drip on it. Somebody, because I put him on a flyer. I did the flyer for the Pumita concert.
That's the flyer you did?
I made that one. Yeah, yeah. And
you made me a little too small, my boy. But I'm saying,
you know what? They motherfuckers sent it back to me a couple of times. It was like, no, you want, you know, Ye right now has the best picture of any local
Yelly,
artist.
The Yelly, the one that's like right here.
It's Ye. The one that looked like Daddy Janky on the mother... Janky. Yeah, Daddy Janky.
Yeah. It's like, I know Lison's there. Another dude, I don't know his name. No,
the one with
disrespect.
The braids?
Yeah, the dude with the braids. I don't know his name, no disrespect.
He, and then, like, he got a dope-ass picture.
Yeah.
And it was like, they were like, make it as small as possible. Because he's opacando. It was just a great photo shoot. You get me? Yeah. Like,
mine was the one you put on me with the shades. I came in that bit with the shades.
With
no
shades?
I had the gafitas. I was on the bottom right here. 700 Lobo.
Because there's Lizion.
Lizon?
Lizon.
And then you got the dude. I don't know his name.
The dude.
His heart, his
shout out to the dude.
Shout out to that dude, nigga. No kidding. Shout out to that dude.
You his name what? Is hard if to anything, say, though. That's always why. Be somebody, but be that dude. You know?
It's because his name is hard to say. Like, I can't really tell with the lettering with his name, because it's like it's kind of like kind of look like hieroglyphic.
Is the booty still shaking? Oh, that shit going.
Oh no, no, no! This bitch is picking out shit at Baskin Robbins over there.
Nah, that bitch at Subway.
Oh, is that Chipotle?
That bitch at Subway, nigga. That fucking scrot, nigga. But look,
scrot.
But yeah, those dudes were there. But like, you know what I'm saying? The Flyer Fire, I've been pushing it. People, a hell of people been reposting it. It's a blessing.
Man. I know. It's gonna look good. It's a good venue.
Yeah,
El Patron is set up. I mean, I know about venues. I know a thing or two. I've been around. And Patron is set up for a dope show. Real talk. Yeah. Facts. It's set up for live performances and stuff like that. It's on the second floor. And I don't know. In my lifetime, I don't know if it's World Star videos or whatever that I'm just remembering right now, but
yeah.
In my lifetime.
We got rehearsals tomorrow, though.
Shit, that's on the second floor. It just pops off. I don't know why. Because niggas get kicked. And when they leave, I don't know. It just pop up.
I'm ready for that shit, though. Like, I got my Zos coming out. Shout out to Pat.
Your Zos?
Like, Zos are the Haitianos.
Oh, Shabase!
Nabulet. The Haitianos are like the people that really have blessed me. Like, the Zos, bro, they really, really pushed me and really put all the money that I needed when I didn't have nothing. Hit them and my big homie, Luco. Those are two niggas that I know that...
Big shout out to Luco.
Shout out to Luco. Shout out to Pat. Those are two big dudes that... Shout out to Dave. Them niggas are the ones that really, like, blessed me. Yeah, his name is Dave.
Is it a white guy?
Nah. He's actually black. That's the craziest shit. With waves. That guy's going crazy. The waves.
Dave with
ocean.
The waves.
Ocean. Dave with the waves, bro. Shout out to him.
Oh, you call him Dave Ocean?
Yeah, Dave Ocean.
I fuck with that. Dave Ocean. Just wavy. I fuck with it. He's going to use that. All right. So,
shout out to Nancy, what? The hookah smacking, no kizzy.
He's smacking for real? Yo, it's taken me like 3 months to get it right, and I don't think I've gotten it right yet.
I don't even know how to make Thank you. I don't even know how to make hookah.
Oh, no, you know what? You ever been to Chiquititas?
Hell no. I got scrotis at Chiquititas.
Everyone does. What the fuck? Scrotis.
But I'm not paying for them, you feel me?
No. What are you talking about? I was hookero.
I'm not trying you. I'm trying that. Savage moment.
You better
stop.
His baby mama upstairs right
now.
Shit. She's mad as fuck. Did you see our Instagram feed last night?
Nah.
We was lit.
Y'all was going stupid?
Nigga, lit.
She gonna stay with him forever, though. You know that. I respect them.
I mean, shout out to the family. I just dropped my drink. You know when you lying. So yeah, what artists have
is
you
that a
to?
Fire extinguisher?
No, that's a fire creator.
What the fuck, bro? Oh, yeah, <I'm bugging. laughs>
that you know started I mean? The fire and then turned it off.
Huge, though.
You know, you got to use it for the coals. See, I was doing drugs.
You want the hookah?
Yeah, I want to hit the. You know, I mean, I don't got no cigarettes on me right now. Fabio be bitching too. Nah. Shout out to Fab.
Smoke pops, bro.
Insane ATL. That's his company. You know, he sponsored the video camera right here.
Oh shit. Shout out to Insane. How you say it?
Insane.
Insane, that's it.
Cause that nigga's crazy. Oh, insane ATL.
Insane ATL, you know what I'm saying?
It's like insane in the membrane.
I'm the king of the scrotties in this bitch. No
Who's
kidding.
Your favorite artist?
English or Spanish?
I don't care.
Well, in English, Lil Uzi. It's my inspiration.
Lil Uzi?
Yeah.
Alright, I fuck with him.
In Spanish, Sech.
Sech?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, I like that. Sech is very versatile.
Nigga, what? Nigga, that nigga.
He's versatile than a motherfucker. He said, I'm fat, black, and I'm taking over.
And still fucking scrotes.
Exactly. And still fucking scrotes. Scrotes. Nigga, scrotes.
Who is still behind me? Golly, bro.
These scrotes. Oh, shit, white bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yo, look at that.
No, I love she got a hieroglyphic all up on her left ass cheek.
Bro, God.
Nigga, what she telling her story of her
that
people?
That bitch got, she got every plan.
My Hebrews.
She got the 7 plans.
Yeah, she's snapping, though.
Shout
out to white bitches, bro. Respect. Yo, white bitches that can twerk.
Why does that mean like a Dominican bitch with a blonde wing on?
Nah, that bitch went straight to the salon, nigga. Got me fucked up, nigga.
She went to Sula's.
She went to Mama Empanada with a bit dusty.
You already know. So... do you have any like features coming up or anything like that? You know, like you trying to get into that game? You trying to get into the feature game?
I have a lot of features, but I'm not really trying to like say what features.
I'm talking majors, nigga.
Like majors, like big ones.
Talking local, nigga.
I mean, I got this one in English.
Do you got Drake or not? It's the wrong podcast.
Nah, right now.
Or fast forward, like.
I'm God, I'm gonna have Drake soon though. But like right now, I don't got
Drake
no.
Drake the kind of nigga that he would jump on a hot track. Yeah. As long as it's a hot track, he'll jump on it. He'll bless your shit.
I got local artists right now, but like I really don't do too many features like that. Cause like I charge niggas. So nigga, you know
what?
You
were charging it.
Yeah.
How much
yeah.
you charge?
I charge 500.
500?
Yeah, 500.
Cause you got that following?
Yeah, I got that.
How many?
Not even that
you
following.
Got?
I got 3,000 followers.
Three?
I only got 3K. But like, it's not really that. It's the movement.
Is it
3K
that's solid though?
Solid. Like I get.
That's the key, nigga. That's what Nipsey Hussle did.
Exactly.
He said, "Yo, I have 100,000 followers, but I'm gonna sell an album for $100,000."
Exactly, because it's solid. Like my people.
And he sold the bitch.
It's because my people, like, the thing with me, like, my music is good. The content is good. I do everything possible for the person not, like, you can't help but to repost my shit. Unless, if you don't repost my shit, you're a hater. You feel me? Like, it's like, my nigga, like, damn, my nigga, that shit good. It's not even like it's ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally, I will be a legend. You feel me? So the thing is,
I saw this video, it looked like you guys are at Berkmar. It looks like you guys are like in the staircase at Berkmar.
Which video?
The one that you guys look like you in the staircase at Berkmar, nigga. How many staircase videos you got?
I don't got no staircase.
Nigga, this is a staircase video. You had like little braids or some shit. Was it?
Or some, what video was that?
It was like three friends of yours. Or
in the staircase? Oh, you mean in the apartment?
It was in like the apartment. It could have been the stairs of the apartment.
It wasn't no stairs. I'd never done a video on the
there
stairs.
There was some stairs, bro.
There was no stairs, bro.
It was like, okay.
Oh,
fuck you
talking about Zombie. You talking
yes!
about who I was singing.
That's it. Yes.
Zombie.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That was in an abandoned place. We weren't even supposed to be there.
What was that at?
That's finessing the industry.
Key what was that at?
It's in the Louvre, actually. It's a little.
I got a couple spot. Of spots that are abandoned that are dope as fuck. I got this abandoned train station.
You gotta let me know because I'm about to do my single that we're about to push for a few months. Just like, you know, because when it gets to a point to where a label's trying to push behind you, they want you to pick one single. And I have a song coming out called Cortes Muerte.
Can I speak on this a little bit?
Yeah,
look,
of course.
Artists, singles are singles for a reason. Singles promote an album, all right? You release a single in the hopes of promoting for your album. You don't drop an album before you drop your single.
That's a fact, because albums are a waste of time.
And when you get a single, you motherfucking promote the name of that single all fucking day. You print t-shirts, you print towels, you do all the shit, all right? So that's what you're doing, right?
God, that's what I'm doing.
Not finish. Go
ahead. Oh, no, I was going to go live. I was going to go live on it.
Okay. I'm saying finish what you're doing. I love this shit. This is in the basement. We be live.
It's the basement, nigga. You know the fucking
vibes. Basement, right? Like, they wanted me to go with it, so I thought, but I speak too much English.
Yeah.
Niggas be like, "Yo, I need the sap version." Like, I don't got the captions. I ain't got them. You a lone wolf? Lone lobo? Yeah. Next single.
Nah, they actually look. Shout out to Columbia. They actually sent me these hats. I got like a gray one and I got a black one. They got like a few more coming. No cap. That shit lit though. You know what I mean? I ain't even tripping.
When's the next time you going to Columbia?
We're supposed to be shooting a video out there.
Shooting a video out there?
Yeah, I gotta shoot a video out there. I gotta shoot a video out in Ukraine.
Mountainous.
Yeah. I'm going to Ukraine because I got co-signed by this Russian artist.
Work.
Shout out to 044 Rose. That nigga lit.
So you going to Ukraine because you got co-signed by an artist.
And he wants to do it.
From Russia.
Yeah, he wants to pay me for a fee.
Isn't that a whole nother different country?
It's Ukraine, actually, not Russia.
Okay, all right. I was confused there. I didn't know it was like Ukraine, Russia. I could have been wrong, you feel me?
He got all the best scrotes out there, though. That nigga be
out. He got all the best scrotes out there.
Nah, I'm for real, though. That nigga lit, for real. All
right, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yo, Lobo, so as far as like this music game out here, you know, like, do you feel that other rappers are being competitive at all?
Like competitive with me?
Do you feel like anybody can fuck with you right now?
If I'm gonna be real, no. Cause there's no artist I know right now in this like place right now that literally does English or Spanish music that is so versatile in the sense of where I can do English music punching. I could do Spanish music punching. Both are freestyled. I don't write my music. Everything is off vibes. And the quality that I give back is not no shit. Like, if I never told you I would freestyle my shit, nobody would know. You feel me? If I told niggas I would write.
I would have known that.
Exactly. That's how good it is. Like, if I told niggas I would write, niggas would be like, all right, I feel you. I believe it.
Is that an industry standard in the Moreno side?
Slick.
Yeah?
Slick. I learned from a lot of Morenos. Like, I learned, shout out to Razo. He's the one that took me to my first Razo. Studio ever. Razo the first. You know what I'm saying? But that, shout out to him. Like, he's the one that took me to my first studio ever. So, it's lit. You know what I'm saying?
So, are you trying to bridge the gap?
Of what?
Between Latinos and black folks. I mean, like, honestly, there's still a gap there.
I'm going to bridge the gap. Because there's nobody out here like me, like, at all.
I see that.
There isn't.
I see that. I don't see the energy. I don't see that kind of energy. I see a lot of niggas that want to do on this Latin shit, like, blah, 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 blah. But somebody that's trying to, like, I'm trying to make music.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to make music. I'm make Haitian music. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make music. I'm going to represent where I'm from and the people that fuck with me. Simple as that. I don't give a fuck where you from.
Exactly. I'm an artist, not a rapper.
I do an Asian song if my Asian fans. Nigga, what?
I do a feature with an Asian artist.
Nigga, what?
I do a fish on
open Gundam style.
I'll hop on that. Hey, I would body weapon Gundam style. Like, what? If they gave me that shit in
what would you do?
Weapon Scrotty style.
Scrotty style. Yo, Slick, this camera turned off, so I switched it over to you. Yo, this nigga, yo, I'm quick with it. I'm like quick. A live studio over here. It was like,
oh, God.
Con 100,000 huevos de potencia. I swear to God. Swear to God, no cap.
I have a song called CML too.
Oh, what?
That's crazy that you said that.
Yo, you know, I love this song. It goes like, heard you work at Liz, nigga, so you big cap.
I've never heard that song before.
I don't know who sings it.
Damn.
You know, look, we live in a day and age where there's like 1,000,001 artists. You get me? Content is coming left and right. You gotta dodge content now, bro.
That's a fact.
You feel me? So, how do you stand out from the bunch? How do you stamp your brand into people's mind? Like, fuck with me, 700. Rubber bunch. Scrotty.
I fuck with you for adding the scrotty. Nah, no cap, though. How I feel like I really hit people is the fact that I'm so versatile and I do English and Spanish. The fact that in my music videos, I literally told her today, I told Nancy today, I was like, look, we gotta sit down one day. Like, this is how I make my music videos. This is my process of thinking. Like, I literally sit, I listen to the song.
Straight to the face.
Okay. Straight to the face? Fuck it.
Fuck it. Diablo, que boca.
Like, yeah, like, for real though. Like, I literally, like, just sit there and I think, I like, what does this song tell me? Because I don't write. So the fact I have to go back, I don't even know the words, like, after I do my shit.
Word?
Yeah, I do not write, bro. Because I have to remember the words. Because, like,
she's over there, like, mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
real. She yep, be with yep, me in yep, the studio. Yep. For real. No, no cap. So there's, like, it's like, we sit there and we just think, like, damn, like, what is this music video telling me that it should be about? What is the movie? Because I look at my shit like Zuvies. Because I'm a Lovo. I'm from the zoo. Zuvies. You feel me? Like, it's everything.
I see Lovo, what you did there.
Hand. I have 700 on my hand. I got 700 on my neck. I got that shit everywhere. I'm a true artist. Like, this is really me. Okay. You know what I mean? I don't even let people say
when
my
you get room. Tattoos on your face?
I'll get one.
One?
I get like Scrotty right here.
Scrotty?
Yeah.
Scrotty?
Yeah.
All right. You like, you write words on it.
I'll put probably words. Get like I'll a scribble. Words.
And shit like that, like, oh yeah, that nigga fucked up.
You just get like a teardrop. You look like, fine with it.
You never know. If you got like 7 kids one day, he's like, nigga, I was a puto. You know?
7 kids, yo, yo.
These bitches all pulled up on me 1 year, nigga, like, oh, this is your kid. Like, bitch.
No. You guys heard though, like, so.
You gotta
like,
get a job at the quit chip. You ain't gonna do it.
Nah, you guys heard though. So, like, the crib, my crib, the way I live, like, shout out to Marina, like, She literally put us on.
Who Marina?
Marina is the owner of the crib that we rent, right?
Okay. Damn, I never heard anybody shout out the landlord.
Nigga, the landlord
shout
is
out
the fucking
to the
goat,
landlord. Bro. Yuck.
No cap. But look. So basically, we live our lives. So you know what I'm saying?
She don't be mad if you late on the rent. She be forgiving as fuck.
Nah, she's a real one though. Like, what other landlord you know that lets you have parties every day at your crib?
Fabio. But he get in trouble though. He be coming down here. I be like, nigga, get out. She upstairs, nigga. Nah, Fabio, that's family, man. But yo, that's dope. That yeah. you, what was the name again?
is her name is Marina.
Shout out to Marina.
Shout out to Marina, no cap. She's
Marina LaFina.
Marina LaFina.
But you like that? She's gonna use that. She's gonna change her IG name.
No, but she's real though, cause like, so basically like, I put scroti before everything. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Like, bitches before everything.
Not scrotis. I put scroti, the word. So like, that's lovology. That's my language. That's my lingo.
Globology.
Yeah,
lovology. Where do I learn this?
Off Lovo. You got a
scrubology album?
I'm gonna come out with a scrub Bible.
I'm gonna need you to do this. Get on the Wikipedia, my nigga.
I'm gonna come out with a scrub Bible soon, bro. Scrub Bible.
I can make you a wiki. Soon. I got you.
So it's basically, like, me and my boy FIFA, he lives with me, basically. We have, like, every day we always have, like, at least, like, two or three females with us. At the crib, just chilling, just good vibes. You know what I'm saying? And then we throw parties a lot since.
Are you pissing anybody off right now by saying that? Are there some scrubbies going, like, oh, every day? every day?
Nah, I might be pissing one scrub.
Wow. Sorry, scrub. Sorry, scrub.
My toxica be snapping.
Like, yo, everybody got a toxica. Oh god!
I'm not gonna lie though. I love toxic guys. Like I hate bitches that like aren't toxic.
Those are the memorable bitches, bro.
Exactly.
Honestly, it'd be memorable as shit. Like that bitch stole my car. I love her.
Cause you feel like you're in a. Because you feel like you're in a movie. You feel me? Like
it's a movie. It's like a movie, no one bro. Will believe this shit. Nobody will believe this shit. Like honestly, but yeah, nigga, is it us for being Latin niggas? It's just that we just like some dramatic ass bitches, bro.
I feel like
white niggas be getting bitches like, it's like, hi, I'm Jane, I'm plain, and I don't have no game. And they're totally cool with that. And I'm like over here like, no, I need a bitch that's going to fuck up my credit score, fuck up my life. You get me? Get my car back, no gas. You get me? Go get drinks at Quick Trip, not bring me no ice. Like shit that pissed me off. I need that shit, yo.
No, you tripping. No. My toxic
guys, I don't be tripping.
I like the toxic guys that be like the ones where they like
don't worry, just keep talking. You hear me something.
Let me find out you want me to freestyle, nigga.
Oh wait, are you ready for that?
I'm on go always, bro.
Hold on.
Don't try me.
Hold on.
I'm Lovo, bro. You know who I'm talking to?
Whoa. Hold on. I got you. You want a litty beat?
You
want
a freestyle?
You want a litty beat?
Play me something. Play me some of your shit.
I'm going to have to look for one.
We drunk. We about a freestyle.
Are you drunk, John? You lit? Yeah, we lit.
What's your podcast? What's your podcast called?
El Basement.com. You get me? You got a website or anything like that where we can, well, motherfuckers like, you know, come find you and shit?
700 Lovo on Instagram. You know the bars.
You ain't got a website? Holla at me after the show. I got you.
All right, bet that.
Yeah, my nigga, simple. Simple shit. Yeah, it's basic shit. You feel me? You get me? So, are you on Spotify? Are you on the iTunes? Are you on all them platforms?
Yeah, I'm on all platforms.
You use DistroKid?
Yeah, of course.
Stop.
You don't fuck with DistroKid?
Nah, DistroKid is fucking up right now.
Swear.
Yeah, they taking off all the songs on Spotify. Like right now, I don't know if they fixed it or whatever, but as of like 3 days ago, and yeah. I don't know why, but DistroKid, you know, like, I mean, look, DistroKid is dope. I'm not even gonna lie. But this is the first negative thing, but that's a big negative thing. You get me? Spotify is one of the biggest platforms out there. You get me? Apart from Apple Music.
So what you're saying is you don't want me to freestyle. You got me drunk and you don't want me to freestyle.
No, I'm saying give me a second. I have to like ad-lib here, you know, while I look for shit. Nigga, like, look, it's not everybody can do this. Not everybody can do this. I have to ad-lib here while I look. I'm all up here in my File Explorer. Nigga, trying to remember the name of some beats and shit like that. My nigga, look, don't stress me out.
All right, I'm telling you, bro. Look. Let me tell you. R.I.P. Juice WRLD, but
he did I just snort? I was like,
R.I.P. Juice, but he don't got nothing on me. I'm telling you right now.
R.I.P. Juice?
I'm nasty. R.I.P. Juice WRLD. Like,
oh, Juice WRLD, Juice WRLD. You know what's funny? A lot of people died before I even heard of them.
I'm not gonna lie.
This made me feel real bad about that. It's not my fault. That's your marketing, not mine. Nigga. That's your marketing. Damn, that was probably bad.
Yeah, that was bad marketing.
We're going. Wait, that's not bad marketing. That's how you get views out here, nigga. Yo, it's how you get them views. You see, look, that's why I have two cameras. Because if one fucks up, two.
That's a scrutiny cam.
A scrutiny cam.
That's a scrutiny cam.
That's usually on me, so you're calling me a scrutiny. Yo, okay.
Hold on. So I'm on the camera only?
Yeah, right now.
You saw Big Rob Bigler?
I mean, don't be nervous.
Me nervous? I don't get nervous. I'm still waiting for the beat.
Wait, hold on. I got you. This is the, okay. This is the preface.
Seems like you scared to show me what beat you got.
I mean, this is not my beat. This is not my beat because I'm moving fast here, right?
You're on YouTube.
No. This is shout out to Young Majin. Who's that? Don't know. But it's about a plane. 3, 2, 1, and. Y no pasó así.
No, who was it?
Pues, ¿qué pasó? Yo, nigga, what the fuck is going on? See, look, talk right now because I'm feeling kind of weird. All right, there it goes.
Oh, okay, man.
Hey.
Ba-ba-bow. Can you turn it up in the headphones or not?
Nah. Yeah, I got you.
Yo.
Yeah. 700 Lobo live in the basement. What you saying, man?
Shout out to Majin, cause I don't be playing. Fuck on your bitch like I'm Super Saiyan. I do not play games, any niggas they know. I'm a young goat, these niggas know I came with this flow. I come on this beat and I'm of your walker. These niggas they know that they really be talking. Your bitch on my dick on my Instagram stalking. I'm like, damn bitch, you really cool, you was a scroll. I don't play game, come on my dick. Wait, bitch, come choke. Hold up, bitch, I'm the goat. Feel like Noah's Ark got the boat. Yo, bitch, I'm out there, she sucking my dick. Wait, hold up.
Hey. All up in the throat. I'm just ad-libbing.
Look.
Get it again. Go.
Got too many flows in the way that I kill it. I do not play game, cook it up like a skillet. I don't play game with these niggas, they know. Can I turn Super Saiyan like I was Krillin?
Wow!
I don't need club.
Super Saiyan.
Yo, bitch, she know that she feeling.
I fuck with it.
Throw me some words. I got you. Throw me any some word. Words. Any word you want to throw me, I can do it.
Go. Intellectual.
I'm intellectual.
Like, not that
why
one.
Is your girl so sexual? She talking to me. Like, I'm way too smart. She like, damn, wait, baby boy. You gave me a brain fart. I'm
okay.
Like, wait. Bitch, you're not too Linux. Intellectual.
Lennox,
I pull up, I'm shopping. Hey, these niggas know I be killing this shit, buying everything like a goblin.
Phipps.
Came about scamming and robbing. But shout out to Phipps. Hold up, I don't play game with these niggas. Yo, bitch, she a scroll, so she tripped.
Scamming.
I just be scamming. Shout out to BOA. I'm on the way. Get in my check, what today?
Yeah.
You cannot play. Can this shit Trump. Replay? Shout out to Trump. His white bitch, I'm a fuck. Hey, yeah, you already know.
Shout out to Ivanka. And look, if he'll fuck his daughter, I'll fuck his daughter too. That nigga said it.
I'll fuck all his daughters.
He got more than one?
I think so.
Nigga, I'll fuck his wife. I fuck his daughter. Nigga, granddaughter. He got him?
I don't know.
Fuck him. I'm just trying to get paid.
I'm not a Trump supporter.
They'll fall in love with some Dominican dick. You just gotta come in with that kind of confidence. You ever had some dick like this before, bitch? I be talking that shit.
Nah, I be coming in.
The first time I fucked a white girl, bro, I was talking that shit. Nigga.
What'd you say?
I was talking that, yo, you ever had some Dominican dick, bitch? Oh, you about to know what the fuck it is, girl.
Yo, you know what I say? Hey, I be like, you ever been to a Colombian restaurant?
Look at that! You about to get your Dominican stamp, bitch. You about to put a stamp on you. You know, it was the first time I fucked a white girl. I swear to God, first time, right? Mm. I was coked out of my mind. So guess what happened?
What happened?
Nothing. So a nigga was talking all that shit. And nothing. That bitch was like, so where the Dominican at? I was like, bitch, it's my off day.
You said that? No way.
It was the most embarrassing shit of my life.
Nah, I've had some moments.
I was like, look, this is an IOU, because I'm going to owe you another one. Yo.
Nah,
God bless her heart.
Coke is hard. Coke is hard to fucking.
No, God bless her. God bless her. She tried her life off. Girl. She was sucking dick like a pro, like a champ.
She was going stupid.
I was just like not there. I don't know what it was. It's the first time. It was like honestly, I wasn't fucking with coke that much that back in the day. So it was just like I wasn't used to it. I was like, I don't know, Pedro.
No, I named it
that day, Pedro.
Shout out to the white girls. Like, I love white girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the
white girls.
White girls. I have the best luck with white girls. But like, what? To be honest,
what? White girls don't like me.
Dude, I have the best luck with white girls.
I don't know. I'm too light skinned for a Spanish nigga.
You're like
a little darker. It's like international or whatever.
You kind of like, look Arabian. I would think you're like from Pakistan or some shit.
I hear a lot Persian.
You do like Persian.
I was like, I don't got that kind of money. It's so like, I'm going to need you to put me down from that pedestal.
I get a lot of Dominican. That's what I get a lot.
You look Dominican than a motherfucker. You look like you eat mango. At least Dominican pussy. You eat that.
I've never
You never had no Dominican bitch?
Nah, I fuck.
No, stay away from it.
I love it. I fuck the Dominican.
No, it's great. It's amazing.
But
it's like,
so toxic.
It's
they're
look,
wild as fuck. They're like the black Hispanic.
That.
Like, you know, black girls and Hispanic, you know, black girls, how they act crazy as fuck, going, don't get a black girl unless you can handle it. That's the Dominican. The Dominicans are like the Spanish community black girls. Like, they're all beautiful as fuck, tricky as fuck. They're the hardest ones. Like, them bitches are going to be like,
they just stuck as fuck. They just smarter than niggas. At the end of the day, you'll never see a Dominican bitch out here, especially in Atlanta, with a Dominican nigga. Ever.
Because they know what's up. They know what's up.
Niggas know what it is.
They know what's up.
And niggas, they know they toxic, so they would be like, te quiero!
I mean, Colombians are
nigga,
known too,
bachata
though.
Was born from this, nigga.
I mean, but at least y'all have some, at least y'all toxic. Colombians, like, we known for, like, being the biggest dogs ever. Like, I tell a girl I'm Colombian, she tells her mom, mijo, no habla con él, porque ese es un perro. She don't even know who the fuck I am.
Wow. I used to date Colombians exclusively.
Colombian girls, they're very... very beautiful, but very tricky and very deceiving and very bad.
And they got a little hairiness, you know, like in the little bowl. Oh, Am I lying?
That's cap.
Am I lying? That's not cap. They got a little hairiness over
in
here.
In Colombia, bro,
they be having like a little hair on their toe right here. Like, nigga, like, yo, where'd that
no
come
cap.
From?
In Colombia, the bitch could be bad as fuck, bro, and she's a wildebeest on the arms. This nigga, on my mother, bro.
No, what? Hey, I will fuck the shit out of her, though. Shave the fuck out of her.
They're gonna shave my fucking head.
It'd be a 2-in-1. We go to Jeju Salon, baby. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Yo, this has been fun as fuck, bro. Honestly.
You ain't never had an interview like this.
Nah, never.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm telling you,
bring a different vibe, bro.
I loved it.
It's all good vibes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And we gotta do it again. Do one more time. Let people know where they can find you on the Instagram, all the bullshit.
Well, you can find me on Instagram, 700Lobo, on Twitter, ayo.colombian, on Snapchat, Lobito Scrotti.
Nigga, that's three Scrotti. Different shits, nigga. Get them all together, nigga. What the fuck? Like, yo, that's
you know
very
crazy?
Difficult.
I lost my Snap, so I had to redo another Snap.
Yo, I hate that about Snap. You can't change your fucking, like, handle.
You can.
Everything you can change it. On that
on
one,
Twitter too, you can't change your handle. You
can change
it.
Nigga, what Twitter's the easiest one to change your handle?
I would have changed my handle. I didn't know.
Okay, I know you down with the black folks and shit. Spanish people have not fucking took it onto Twitter, nigga. Not at all. Not unless you like fucking like Jorge Ramos and shit like that. And ain't Spanish people are not on fucking Twitter.
Twitter.
Es una computadora. Twitter.
Un pajarito. ¿Cuál pajarito va por ahí? Look at that.
Mira, pajarazo, nigga. What the fuck? Palomo ass, nigga. Yo, so we about to go see some Scrotties after this, all right?
You know the vibes, my
I'm
boy.
Going
you
to
know
El
the vibes.
I'm going to El Jefe right now. I got
to
talk
to El Jefe?
So. Yeah, El Jefe.
They come to Red Martini. We
yeah,
have to Red Martini today.
You going to Red Martini?
Yeah,
I used to work there.
Say word. I'm a promoter there.
You're a promoter there?
Yeah.
Oh, you work for IOP?
Yeah.
DJ LP? Shit, fuck it. I might
it's
go
shot time. Pull up, bro. My nigga, as good as you made this interview, my boy, look, you can come anywhere with me. Look, this is how my niggas treat me, bro.
Gachi, we going to what? That's Gachi. That's my bodyguard.
Oh, shit. I know this nigga.
Oh, I know you do. If you know IOP, you know this nigga.
That's crazy.
The twerking stop behind you. So it's a good time. It's a good time to be
so
like,
it's
yo,
been
we
an
out.
Hour. It's been a
that means
hour.
We out. No we time. Out. We out. Yo, give me some shout outs. All the shout outs you got to give out to all the homies. All
right, fact, look, shout out to Pat, shout out to Nancy, shout out to FIFA, shout out to Nancy, shout out to motherfucking Latino, shout out to MC Flaco, shout out to Trio, how Latino says it, shout out to 700, shout out to Alicia, shout out to my manager, she's the fucking GOAT, she's the best.
Are you the manager?
Nah, she's not my manager.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This right here.
I misread it.
This right here is the fucking GOAT, bro. This girl right here is going to be a star, bro.
La
you're
cabra.
Gonna see. Just wait.
La cabra.
Just wait. This, beginning. This girl right here is going to be a star, bro.
You
she got
singer?
Too much drip.
You a singer? You're a rapper.
She don't even know what she is.
I rap gifts.
I know what she
working
is.
Working at Macy's for December 15th.
Let me find out I need to put you a beat on. My boy.
You don't know about Raymond. Alright, yo.
Hey, well, man, y'all look at y'all say what's up to Raymond, bro. Y'all say what's up
cha,
to Raymond.
Cha. This is the best interview you ever heard, right? Yeah. You know alright, look, we in the basement, thebasement.com. Thank you so much, 700Lobo. I swear to God, I've never met this nigga before in my life. Am I lying? Never.
You're not.
This is
you're
the
not.
Greatest conversation I've ever had with somebody that's complete strangers to me. I'm still scared. You might rob me. Because hey, we out in the hood, nigga. This is what it is. You feel me? Where you come back? Pow. All right, man. So, signing out. Thank you so much for your fucking presence, man. I love your energy. I want to see you fucking grow, succeed. Come fuck with me on some beats. Let's produce. Let's work on some shit. Let's grow,
all
right?
If I do anything in this, you can do all that. If I do anything in your booth, my boy...
This is my booth. This is, I got a little shield over there.
You're gonna be like, Lovo, like, what's up, Lovo? Let's release this shit, like, right now.
Yeah. We gonna talk about it. All right, signing out, yo. Thank you so much for your presence. I hope to see great things from you. I'm gonna be in your next video jumping around. Like,
you got to. My next video is in a few weeks, actually.
All right, so call me because I'm gonna be there, all right? All right, so, yo, ATL, rock with us, man. That's 700 Lobo. Fuck with him. Colombia representando.
Lobo 700.
You already know the vibes.
That's my.
Lobo 700.
Lobo 700. You know the vibes, nigga.
700 Lobo?
Oh. Look at that.
Face sad. All right, yo, we out, baby. Let's go. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah.